get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music gets shook to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is a way you can hide. But I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Kalorn strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye. In my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I'm just going to ring the bells again. Let me ring them again. Let me ring them one more time. Hello, hello again. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you so much for all of you. You've all come back. You stuck it out with me tonight. Thank you for coming back to this, our special celebration for the five-year birthday of Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio. Once again, I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero at your Ground Zero. We are back in business right now. It looks like everything is working fine this time. But I tell you, Satan is busy, but God is in charge. Not only that, people, I know so many of us have so many stories to tell. If you were here at 9 o'clock when the show started originally, we had major technical difficulties, but I always expect Satan to step in when I'm trying to do the best thing that I can, and especially on a night like tonight, and he did. But once again, you know, God stepped in and said, not tonight, not with one of my anointed, no, no, no. So we are back, and I see so many of you have jumped back on the call query. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Nichelle, if you come back on, we'll finish talking to you. I believe I see you in the call query because there's a lot of people here. Welcome to all of our guests that have come back into the show chat room. Thank you for being here. I believe it's working well now. It looks like Brother Hezekiah, he's just posted. Thank you again for letting me know that the chat room is working. All of you in the call query, welcome, welcome. Tonight, the first half an hour was a bit of a mess, but I'm going to leave up that show because Nichelle was in the middle of her story and we were taking a walk down memory lane. But tonight is about celebrating 5 years of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And for those of you, because it's a lot more of you on now than it was at 9 o'clock, let me say this again. It was February 19th of 2010 that Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio was born. I took a risk starting this show before the demon I called my husband left my home for the last time, which was in June of 2010. I wanted to let the world know that the great icon, who's known to be the come-to lady, was now a member of the system, and I became a statistic. I became one of the people that I helped daily. So I was victimized by domestic violence and abuse that didn't start with my marriage. It started long before then, but all of that had come about through all of the therapy and getting myself back on track after. I had to pick up all the pieces because I was left with nothing but my faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. And this ignited something in my soul. I lost everything, so I knew that I had nowhere to go but forward and up. So that wasn't a choice. I was going to lie down and die, which is what my abusers would have loved anyway, especially my ex-husband. But I knew it was my calling to continue to help others through their storm. So everything became pretty clear to me. And after 5 years, we're still moving forward. We're still standing. And I'm still enjoying the journey. So with that said, I know that Nichelle had prayed us in at our 9 o'clock abbreviated show. Now we have Sister Melanie Thomas on the line. She is going to pray us in this time. Both shows are still up. So Nichelle, they'll hear you praying us in at 9 o'clock. And then we'll bring you back on to finish discussing your show. But this time we're going to have Sister Melanie Thomas. She's going to come online and pray us in. This time I'm also going to bring Nichelle back on the line because we're going to pick up where we left off on our last show. And everyone, if you'd like to be on air this evening, if you're in the chat room, call us at 646-478-4726. For those of you who are in the call query, welcome back. Press the number 1 on your phone, and I will add you to the call query as well. So right now we have Melanie and Nichelle on the line. This time, Melanie is going to pray us in to this, our second kickoff of our celebration of 5 years of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. So Sister Melanie, take it away, sis. You have the floor and the mic.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone. Begin to pray. Father God, we thank you right now for your protection, God, your blood covering, your healing, God. We thank you for bringing us here once again, Lord. The weapons were formed, but they did not prosper, Lord. You stepped in and was able to take control. Father, we just praise you for everything that's going to take place in this show tonight, God. We pray for those that will be healed, those that will need to be on the line to hear what it is they need to hear and receive their healing, God, the healing that only you can bring. Father, we thank you for C. Maria, God, your servant, your sister, God. You know what you've taken her through, God, and we thank you for keeping her, God. We thank you for her voice. We thank you for her life, God. She is a lighthouse to us all. Father, we pray that you would just bless the remaining of this time that we have here together on this radio, God, and we just thank you for everything that you've done and all that you're going to do, God. Bless all those who are able to be with us and those who aren't, God. Those who we bless by the recording, Father, bless them too and give them their portion. This we pray in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Nichelle, are you with us?
I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, good.
Great.
Well, I tell you, we are back bigger and better and stronger than ever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I tell you. If you don't believe, for those of you listening, guess what? Satan tried to step in and ruin this program. Now we're back bigger and better than ever. The call query is popping. There are people sitting over on our show chat room, and of course there'll be people joining us over on our Facebook chat room. Hello to everyone, some of you who may be calling in from other countries this evening. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for being here with us this evening for this very special show. And when we left on the last show, Nichelle, you were sharing about your journey, because tonight is about the journey. Tonight is about sharing how we've come through this, where we are now, how we have come to be where we are. Everyone has a story, and someone needs to hear it. There are people who do not need to hear the story of C. Maria Wall. They need to hear the story of the Melanies and the Nichelles and the Brother Fars and everyone who's joining us tonight. We need to hear this. We need to hear Brother Hezekiah's story, Brother Gene's story, Sister Tina's story, Sister Nikki's story, Sister Asia's story. We'll get to that in a little bit. Asia Kai. But I believe that she's on tonight. Hello, hello. Welcome to so many people here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Uh-oh, I see a 440 area code just jumped on the line, so I'm pretty sure. Let me see who this is.
It's Asia Kay.
Here she is. Asia Kay is here.
Oh,
actually,
this is Nikki. I'm telling you, it's Asia Kay.
Oh, darn. Oh, well, is it you, Nikki, really? Oh, wow. It's Asia Kay. Okay, y'all, it's Asia Kay. So, thank you so much for being here. And as you
happy
all can see, we're getting started. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It has been a journey. For those of you who heard the Motley first half, which Satan tried to become the executive producer of, but it's okay because we had a good message then as well. We were sharing, Nichelle and I were sharing the journey from way back in 2009, because that's when I met Nichelle. And just as I was going through my journey, Nichelle had a whole bunch of peaks and valleys at that time. So Nichelle, just give us a quick synopsis of where we left off. And for those of you just coming in, there's two shows. There's the first show for Healing Through Hurt Celebration, and then there's part two, which we are doing right now. Thank you to everyone. I am so in shock and awe, but yet I'm just so appreciative that all of you have come back when we had technical difficulties. You know, a lot of people just drop off and disappear, but all of you have come back, and there's even more people now. Thank you so much. So, Nichelle, right now we're going to share. We're going to discuss or pick up on your journey. Just give us a little backtrack for those people who are new on the call this time to let them know what we were discussing when we had to regroup from our last session.
Oh, no problem, Maria. We were discussing, I guess, what led up to the most or the last thing that was going on with me.
Right.
So I was talking about how, you know, I was married and me and my first husband were going through something and had actually decided to separate. And right in the midst of that, he passed away and I was dealing with my children. They were going through some, you know, really emotional issues, which is not uncommon. And also in the midst of that, I had my daughter as well. And I was dealing with, it was like within the span of a couple of years, all of this was occurring. And then dealing with her dad, and he actually was having some issues dealing with his mental health and things that were going on. So that was some traumatic, you know, experiences that my family and I were subjected to. And just as I was, you know, kind of feeling like I was coming out, and oddly, that is the actual time period where I met you, Maria, is when I felt like I was kind of coming out of all, like, kind of dealing with all of that. It had been a few years. The children were, you know, getting back on track. You know, stuff kind of settled with me and my daughter's dad. And I was feeling pretty good. And I met you. And, you know, we, after knowing you for a bit of time, I actually, you know, did come to the summit that you had. And, of course, heard your story, bits of it here and there, and then even more at the summit. And I actually think that that was a blessing to me, because I was moving forward and ended up, you know, after being settled for a while, meeting another gentleman who eventually became my second husband. And it went kind of fast. The whole, I guess it was kind of a whirlwind getting to know him, and us actually coming to the point where we decided that we wanted to get married, which in itself should have been a kind of red flag that we moved that fast. And then as we were, you know, planning and all of that, you know, there were some, you know, issues here and there, but a lot of times, you know, I was talking about how women especially second-guess their first instinct. We really don't trust our first instinct. When something comes to us, we second-guess it and rationalize it, and or try to rationalize it and make decisions in the exact opposite of what, you know, we're really feeling. So we ended up moving forth with getting married, and within 2 weeks of being married, there was a physical altercation. Police were being called to the home, and it just went spiraled from there. Before then, it was kind of some little verbal and abuse going on, but once, you know, the actual IDs occurred, it just seemed like the verbal and the emotional, mental abuse just really, really came out at that point. And I was sharing how shocked I was. Like, I was literally shocked. and at that time, and I think, you know, when I was thinking back on it, I honestly feel like I was shocked into stillness. Like, I just didn't even know what to do, so I didn't do anything. I was trying to figure it out. But, you know, we went through a time period where, you know, he actually tried to get a restraining order against me, saying that I tried to attack him when I, in actuality, was defending myself. And, you know, it was just really something else. And we had went to court, and literally the bailiff and the judge, the bailiff, I found out later, were basically laughing at, you know, the case itself, because it was so ridiculous. And the judge ended up reprimanding him and throwing the whole thing out, because that's how ridiculous it was. But, you know, we moved past that, and he actually came back as if, you know, he was really, really sorry, and he, you know, had thought I was cheating and all these other things, and wanted to try again. And honestly, compared to the time period before that happened, it was pain, because after I came back and we were supposed to be, quote unquote, trying again, it's like it ramped up. It's like he brought me back just to increase the craziness. And so I lived through that for about a year before I finally decided And it took me a minute because I had taken vows, and when I took my vows, I meant my vows.
Right.
And so I was dealing with several things. One, and I'm just being honest when I say this, one was the complete shame and embarrassment that I felt at having just gotten married and now having to end up explaining to people, because of course people were going to know if we separated or if I was no longer with him, and my family, friends, or whoever, even strangers who or people who I know online or whatever would be asking me, like, oh, what happened? So it was just partially, it was sheer embarrassment and shame of a marriage ending that quickly for a reason that I never even understood. And then it was also the spiritual side. And I was saying, well, Lord, what is going on? I needed clarification. I needed some guidance, and which I was seeking some from my pastor. I was seeking it from God myself. You know, I was trying to figure out what was happening, but it took me a while before I finally got that it wasn't about me at all. It was never about me in particular. And when I say that, that doesn't mean that I didn't have anything to gain from it. I didn't have anything to learn from it, because I did. And those lessons I did learn. But it was that, you know, his behavior and what was going on with him actually had nothing to do with me.
Right.
And
right.
I ended up, in the end, once we were finally separated for good, you know, I actually started getting pictures. His phone was backing up to my phone. I don't even know how that happened. So I said, that might have been some some
yeah, he probably had somewhere or something. But you know what you're saying, it's so amazing that, ladies and gentlemen, take note, when the guilty party is cheating or they're doing things wrong, they're going to try to push it over on you. My ex used to say, I know you're out there cheating with your Hoyer-esque ways. He had me with everything from men, women, dogs, cats, birds, and goldfish. It didn't matter what it was. He had me just sleeping with any and everything. And, you know, he could have accused me of having some type of relationship with my bed. I caught you laying in bed with the bed. It didn't matter, because he was guiltier than sin. But yet they always try to make us think that we're the crazy ones. And this can go both ways for men and women. And the gentlemen sitting over in our chat room, in our show chat room, feel free to chime in on this. But, you know, there comes that time when, you know, you have to humble yourself and tell people, look, this is what we're going through. I only had one person who jumped up and down for joy and said, thank you, Jesus. I'm glad it's over and blah, blah, blah. When I told, you know, family and friends that the marriage, my marriage was breaking apart, and that one person was my mother. And I'm like, so once again, you were rooting against me all along, because nobody wants to hear that from anybody when you're that broken and going through something. The only time she didn't stop praising all of it and being happy about the downfall of my marriage was when I point blank told her that he had abused me and mutilated me and raped me. Then she didn't have any words for that. And I don't know how many people she talked to that about, because that's one thing that the family hasn't shared with me. If she went that far, I can talk about it now, because working with women all over the world who are being mutilated and mistreated, I'm like, well, wait, I went through all of that too. And someone needs to hear that, because a lot of people here in our wonderful, dysfunctional United States of America don't believe that those types of things go on here. They see it in the third world countries, but they don't believe that it happens here. But it does. All of this happens here. And this is part of our journey. Now, ladies, you're all on the line, Melanie and Nikki as well. Our journey, it consists of that thinking about what other people are going to say, the sheer embarrassment. And but we as women, we take our vows so seriously. When we say I do, we do. And there are men that when they say they do, I'm sure they do as well. But right now the conversation is with us women who've gone through this, and it's amazing to me, it still is, how obviously we as humans only have certain behavioral patterns, because I can see pieces of what I had gone through in your story. And like I said before, you may have, we would come across, our paths would cross every now and then, but I don't believe that you were ready to fully talk about it outwardly. You would say bits and pieces, and this is the first time that I'm hearing your story in such depth and detail. But I do relate to all of that. And let me just ring the chimes for that, because guess what? You've come a mighty long way. And this is what tonight is about, sharing those stories, but celebrating the fact that we are here. We are here. We are still standing. We are surviving, and we are thriving. This is not the night to talk about being victims. This is the night to celebrate our victory, and that's what I want us to do, celebrate our victory. For those of you who are in the call query, if you'd like to be on air and share your story of victory, my success, my victory is your victory. Your success is my success. This show was created for us to share our journey of healing through our hurts. And as I said earlier, when I was going through some of my former show guests, we have had guests from Hollywood to our neighborhoods on this show, and everyone has a story. And there are people out here who need to hear the stories that each of us has to tell. There are people that needed to hear your words, Nichelle. There are people that need to hear Melanie's story and Tina's story and Nikki's story and Jean's story and Hezekiah's story. They don't need to hear mine. I'm just the vessel for you all to tell your stories, because there are people out here who need to hear it. But I think, ladies, as a whole, one thing that we really do need to address and work on is the fact, is like you said earlier, people are so concerned about what other people are going to think. And the kicker is, most people who you're concerned about, especially people since I believe you moved with him, 10 to 1, people already knew what he was about. And they knew, oh my gosh, he's married somebody new. They already knew what was coming. They didn't share it with you, because most people like to sit back and watch a show. So they sit back and wait for the fireworks to begin. But I commend you, because you didn't snap. You didn't give him what he was looking for to validate his poor behavior. You know, on many shows I've shared that my ex-husband, he'd go to the bedroom window and he'd open the window and he'd start arguing or acting like we're arguing. He'd be responding to me and I wouldn't be saying a word. And he never realized that I had my earpiece in and I was on the phone with someone, and they were like, wait a minute, you're not saying anything, but he's talking out the window and yelling like you all are arguing. I said, but they're small-minded people who would think, oh, they're arguing. Oh, she must have been telling him off because he was saying this back to her. Because he knows that most people would assume that we are in a two-sided argument when no one was saying one word but him. So people like this are very, when you are dealing with narcissistic, sociopathic people, they are the kings and queens of the con. They know how to make people believe whatever it is that they are trying to peddle, period. And, you know, I believe my ex-husband, his wife before me, they would go back and forth and literally be fist fighting, actually tearing things up, doing all of that. They would be really getting into that. But me, I stayed silent, and that used to bother him because I never responded the way that he was expecting me to. So you always let them expect the unexpected. Keep your composure. We're ladies. Act like it. So ladies, chime in. Melanie, Nikki, you're on the line. I'm sure we all have stories to tell. Melanie, if you'd like to share, feel free, and anyone on our line, press the number 1 on your phone to join our conversation, because tonight is about sharing our story and celebrating are survival, celebrating. We're not victims. We were victimized at some point, but we are not victims. We are victors, and we are sharing in the victory tonight. That is what these 5 years has been about, and that's what the next 5, 10, 15 years will be about. So again, feel free to share your stories, because tonight belongs to you just as much as it does me. I want to sit back and hear your stories tonight, because it's about us celebrating beautiful, wonderful, surviving and successful us. So Melanie, you have anything that you would like to share with us this evening, because it's about us tonight. It really is. And gentlemen, feel free. If you have a story you'd like to share other than in the chat room, give us a call, 646-478-4726. We have about an hour and 18 seconds left in our show, so let's keep it going. And, 3504 just joined us. As soon as Sister Melanie is done, we'll bring you on as well. Last 4-3504, we'll bring you on right after Sister Melanie.
All right. Thank you, sis, for the floor. Can you hear me well?
Oh, yes.
Just wanted to share this scripture, Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And I think that goes along with, you know, what you all do, what you do here on the show with bringing in the guests and, you know, bringing in all of us to share with others. I think one big thing that I really want to share with the listeners is that there are a lot of people who may think that, you know, their purpose has to be something that is so meaningful or, you know, something so big or something too big for words or, you know, too big to explain. They may look at others and they may feel like they can't be that person, or they can't live up to that person's expectations, or people may be requiring certain things of them. And I just want to remind everyone, you know, to just live in your truth and walk in your truth and know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your passion, the things that you're passionate about, are what God wants for you to do. And until we understand that and we truly accept, you know, who we are and who he made us to be, then we can fully live a life and not compare ourselves to others or wish and desire that we had or we have what others have. One of the truths within my book is the grass is greener, but the water bill is higher too. We don't know what others go through or what they have had to go through to get to where they are. And so the biggest thing in our healing, in, you know, because we have all endured hurt, we've all endured pain, whether it was through words, physical abuse, or whatever the case may be, we've endured something to where we need to be healed from. And until we fully accept who we are through him, we can live a life and not worry about comparing ourselves to others or living up to others' expectations. And the only person that we need to seek to please is God.
Yes, and thank you for that. And I want to add that this show is about healing through hurt. When I say that, it's not just about abuse. It's not just about domestic violence. We have had guests on here from all walks of life. We had a young lady who was on here years ago, maybe in the very first year of our show. She was in stage 4 breast cancer, and she had 3 little girls, but she was the most positive person that I had ever met. And one thing that I said on that show, I was brand new, and I said, you know, here I am thinking about my problems, and then I hear your story, and it pales in comparison to what, you know, her, you know, my story paled in comparison to what she was going through. And she said something that remained with me unto this day. She said, everyone's hurt is equal. My hurt is 100% painful to me, just as her situation is 100% affecting her. It's what we do with it that makes the difference. And I believe that someone had mentioned earlier how we want to, Sister Melanie, you said about comparing and wanting to compare to other people, or some cases be like other people. Well, the thing is, each of us has our own journey to walk, to experience. And in doing so, my pain is just as important and just as traumatic to me as anyone else's pain. It's real. It hurts. It's heart-wrenching. Stage 4 cancer. But for me, and her name is Heather Jansen, by the way, and she has a magazine called Get Born. She is a lady, you may have seen her, she did a cover where she was, her upper torso, she wasn't wearing anything, and she had a double mastectomy, so she had done a photo shoot with that a few years ago, so you may have seen her at some point if you follow media like that, because it was a great photo shoot that she had done, and it was featured all over the place at the time. But she made that point to make sure that I knew never, ever to diminish my hurt in comparison to someone else. So don't diminish your hurt, what you're going through. Don't try to convince yourself that you're not hurting as bad as you are. You don't have a right to hurt that badly because you're comparing yourself to someone else. Never, ever do that. Never do that. Caller 3504, 3504, last four digits. I believe it's connected to you now.
Good evening.
Hi.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Praise, greetings. How are you, sister? This is Brother Thomas Farr.
Yes, how are you, Brother Farr? Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I just wanted to share with the audience that, you know, we had talked previously because we had done an interview, and the things that you talk about here on your show, you're right, it's very important for us to be able to overcome and heal some things. And I agree that sometimes it's a struggle and it's embarrassment. You know, I've heard the stories just from my acquaintance with you and talking to others about the domestic violence issues and the stigmas and the issues that it takes to be able to overcome, to first be able to speak about it, to try and get out of the relationships, and then, like you shared earlier, about how people react once they find out what you've been going through. And, you know, they tend not to be very, you know, I use the word sympathetic or wise in their responses and how they react to things. Because now that you've endured and you've finally found your way out, sometimes they don't know what to say, and sometimes they don't say things that are very helpful. But anyway,
right.
I just wanted to call and encourage you and continue. Yeah, so you've been doing your show for 5 years, and just from the time that we've met, I see that you're doing a great work, and I think the part of, you know, having this kind of forum and this kind of openness of folk who can hear the stories and that can give them encouragement to change their environment, can change their situation, and especially letting folk know there's places you can go and you can get to. Because from just the domestic violence and the things I experienced in my life, and I've known couples and relationships that gone bad, if some of them were married and some of them were not married. And the people are enduring some things, but I think sometimes we can't really judge them because if they don't know how to get out, and also the part
right.
she was talking about too, how people feel about themselves, and that's how they live. So we have to be very careful when we judge folk. You know, how we say those things like how could you stay that long? Why would you put up with it? I would never put up with it, and all that stuff. That sounds, you know, fine. Until, you know, people are dealing with these things. There's a lot of things, as you know, because we talked about this before.
Right.
There's a lot of reasons why people stay in these relationships until they find the courage and the security to get out and
yes.
seek help. So I just want to commend you on what you're doing, and I praise God for this, and I pray that you have many more years of doing it and many more lives to be affected by what you're doing, and you can save some lives because, again, we have to look at this generation. There's a whole generation coming behind us. You know, sometimes we think some of these things are gone by the wayside, but every generation, it's the same things are happening. We see it in the, with young folk, this next generation, on how they do relationships, because they've watched relationships and they're repeating the same mm-hmm. cycle of evil and of sin because of the things they're seeing, and it's all okay. From the young brothers to the young sisters, if they've seen it in their house. So when their boyfriend does something ridiculous that, you know, I call ridiculous, put their hand on them, they think it's okay because they already saw it. You know, they've seen it. They think that's how it goes. And that's why we have to continue to be able to try and break this cycle, even if it's not in our bloodline. It's out
right.
there, and we have to keep it out there. So, you know, that's not what relationships look like. That's not how men and women treat each other when they call themselves in love and trying to build a family. So it's something we have to definitely be on guard and be diligent in how we speak to our young folk and let them know that's, you know, for my show, I do talk about men. When I talk to young men,
right.
That's the first thing we talk about. How are you going to treat your future girlfriend, wife, or whatever? And that's some of the things we have to, because we can't assume because of the surface and the facade that's out there, how people live and where they, and especially where they come from. When I talk socioeconomics, where they live and where they was raised and whatever, that don't
mm-hmm.
mean behind the doors these things are not going on and these attitudes. So
right.
I just commend you and I pray you keep moving forward. And I pray, again, we will collaborate again. We won't wait to,
thank you.
You know, we won't wait to the designated month, as you know. We're going to keep this thing as something
yes.
in the forefront and use the tools that we're given.
Yes.
Thank you, and congratulations, and I pray you continue to success.
Thank you, and before you go, and I hope that you stick it out with us for the next 49 minutes, but last year we did a program. It was a weekend-long program called the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. This year, one of the things that I have spoken to, because we have evolved this year now, we are group within the group, and we are the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Ministry, and we're going to do another event coming in June. And this year I thought about you and Brother Hezekiah L. Montgomery, because you're two gentlemen who have talk shows. And what we did last year was there were several of us who hosted guest speakers on our shows. People could do as they're doing tonight, call into our shows. And each one of the speakers were speaking life into the listeners. This year, I'd love to invite you and Brother Hezekiah to become a part of our Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement 2015 to host some speakers for however long your show is. That's how many speakers we can have. Usually, we'll have two or three speakers per show. And it ran through a weekend last year. This year, we may do a day of dedication for relationship recovery, which means relationship with God, relationship with your family, your children, your significant others. But it's about healing this year, so I would love to talk to you about that and invite you to join us to host the program. It's going to be on a Saturday, so hopefully we'll have the 8 o'clock program, which is Motivate and Pray with Sister Marcella, and your program starts at 10. So we can work it all out with, it's a day of dedication coming in June. Brother Hezekiah is over here in the show chat room. He's already said he's in. So
okay, he beat me to it. I was waiting for you to break. I'm in. You know, call me. We can work this thing out.
Yes.
I believe.
Yes, yes. We need to start putting together some online and offline real world things so that we can start this healing process. So, gentlemen, we're all local for the most part, and I think our time is now. 2015 is our year to really do some moving and shaking and make some great things happen. I'm so glad. So this year, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are again evolving. So the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement coming in June, we will have male hosts as well. So, gentlemen, ladies, come out. You can hear it. We are coming full circle. The Marathon of Hope Kingdom Ministry will be hosting our next Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, and we touched thousands last year. We touched people all over the world. One thing that I will bring to the table is that I have a following in all of the corners of the earth, and we are about to take this thing to a whole new level. So thank you so much for being on board. I will definitely get with all of you all. We will be having our meeting soon, but this is going to be a great event. It's either going to be a day of dedication, and if it keeps growing, we will do our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday again. But last year, doing 3 days, it was wow. It took a lot. But wherever God leads us, that's what we will do this year. So wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad that you are on board. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much for your words of encouragement tonight. Stick it out with us. Brother Hezekiah is saying 2K15 is our new season. Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, wow, yes. I'm looking forward to this. I'm so glad that you agreed to be on board. God is good. Thank you. And your words mean a lot to me tonight. Everyone's words do tonight. I see that some people are jumping on and off of the call query. Hopefully we're not having technical difficulties again. But thank you again. And Brother Farr, tell us about your program, by the way. Feel free to share that because it's a wonderful program. I do tend to listen on Saturdays. Even when I'm on the road, I do try to listen in, if not for the full show, for the good part of it. And then I do listen to the replay. So give us the information on your shows as well.
Amen. Thank you, sister. It's Issues Christian Men's Talk. We're on every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And we talk about some of the issues that men face. Let me say this. I'm a deacon. I'm a Christian man, and I believe in Jesus Christ. So what we talk about is some of the real issues that men deal with. Personally, my story is I came to the church after I was already I was about 36 years old. So I was a full-grown man doing the things I wanted to do, and then came to faith in Christ. And then during that, it was some things I struggled with that, well, we call it baggage, that I brought with me that I really had to turn over to God that was able to change my life, change my heart, and change my thinking. And what we do with Issues is we talk about some of those things that brothers are struggling with, especially brothers who've lived outside the church, come into the church, and they're struggling with, and also some, even the men who were raised in the church, as they reach maturity, they're dealing with some stuff that wasn't necessarily they were taught. You know, for my church folk who are listening, we always tell a man that he's supposed to be the prophet, priest, and provider in his home. But if he doesn't know what that means, he can't do it. And we're setting an expectation of failure for him. And that's what we press about men's ministry in the church. We're at a time where senior pastors bring their men together and talk to them about their manhood, talk about their responsibility as men in the church, in the community, and in their homes. So that's what we do every week. We touch on a wide range of subjects, and like I said, last year we talked a little bit about domestic violence because of things that was in the news. But then, you know, that thing sparked in my life because as I look back on my life, I've known couples who've been through that stuff and family members, and you're right, it was a thing that just perked in my spirit. So, but it's Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. We also have a Facebook page. You can go to Issues Christian Men Talk on Facebook. You can contact there, all the phone numbers and stuff. I don't have it right here in front of me. But if you go on Facebook and you type in Issues Christian Men's Talk, we have a page there, the numbers, the times, and you can contact me through that. And we just encourage you to come and listen and have your husbands, fathers, sons, uncles, nephews come. And we try to put out some wisdom that help a man in this walk and help a man through the maturity process, because as men, we're always growing because we have different cycles. We have sons, husbands, and fathers. Thank you, sister.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And it is a wonderful show. And for so many of us, ladies, you know that when we're hurt and we're beaten, we tend to think that every single man on the face of the planet is the worthless, most worthless thing in the world, and we tend to bring that baggage into every new association and relationship and friendship. because a lot of times we jump from relationship to relationship, and that's not what we need to do, because we're bringing that baggage, and we may not have the strength to stand on our own, but we will have enough strength to pick up that baggage and wield it around and knock the next man upside his head when he hasn't even done anything wrong. So again, I may just have you back, Brother Farr and Brother Hezekiah, so that we can have this he said, she said talk. One thing that I'd like to share is our show schedules for 2015. The first Saturday of every month, we have Sin Eater Saturday and Chat Box Live. On the second Saturday, we have We Chat, which is Women Empowerment Chat. And the third Saturday, which I'll probably have you all on to talk about this very subject, is the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Ministry Open Chat. And, of course, on the fourth Saturdays, we have our special guest interviews. But, again, it's always good when I have male guests on the show, and we keep it real here. So it's always about sharing it from that male point of view, from the female point of view, and from God's view, and what God needs us to do. And that's because, you know, that's where we need to really focus on, because we have my opinion, I want, I this, I do my way, his way, her way. But somewhere where the breakdown is because we're not doing it God's way. So I believe that it's always a good and healthy conversation when we bring both sides together, because we can't solve a problem if we only have one side of the equation. So it just doesn't work that way in math, and it certainly doesn't work that way in life. So I would love to have you back on a later show. I will get with you about that, so that we can really talk it out and walk it out and save some souls along the way. And like I said, so many people listen to this show, and I was always amazed that I could get someone call me from Asia, India, or South Africa, or somewhere, or Europe, and they have the same exact stories. So we're hurting all over the world, and why can't we be those beacons of light to help everyone? So thank you, Brother Farr, for being here, Deacon Farr, for being here, I should say. Your words have been a blessing to me. Thank you for the words of encouragement. I do look forward to us working together for so many projects outside of the Marathon of Hope, but God has something special for us. I see it, and I feel it in my spirit, and when it becomes clear, we're going to hit the ground running. So thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, sister. No problem. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Nikki, if you're back with us.
I'm back.
Welcome. I know that Sister Nikki has something that she would love to share. For those of you, I met Sister Nikki a few months ago, and our friendship has grown. She has grown by leaps and bounds in her journey. And I know that we have 38 minutes left, people. We're going to make the best of this. So, Sister Nikki, you have the floor right now. And for those of you in the call query, if you'd like to join in, press that number one on your phone. Tonight belongs to us. This is a night of celebration and praise. So join in. You have something that you'd like to share. It's trying to leap in your belly and in your soul. Why not find that voice tonight? And if you don't, it's okay, because we're going to keep praying for you anyway. So, Sister Nikki, feel free to share your journey with us so we can celebrate how far you've come as well.
Hello, everybody. I'm dealing with a furnace that's going in and out. That's horrible. Sorry. But my journey started long before I even knew I had a journey, long before I started healing in different times in my life, but I didn't trust God enough to finish healing. I didn't trust him enough to give him all, because I had lost some things that were big to me, my son and my grandmother, and I floated through life. I never had a relationship, including my husband, that I trusted, ever. And that's a really hard way to get through life. It makes you really cynical and makes you lonely because you always feel that somebody got a plot against you, because that's how my life had always been from a kid on up, with molestation, and that was a family member. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. That was a family member. So if my family could treat me that way, I didn't. My mother, my stepdad, because I have no clue who my real father is, I didn't have any trust in nobody. And I'm still struggling with that, because I just don't. I always wonder, does this person really like me? And I won't say now, I'll say up until a few months ago. I've let go of all of the garbage and the hurt and the anger and what you did to me when I was 10 and I'm now 44, and what you did to me when I was 15 and 16, and then you get to 22. And earlier today, something caught my attention. I was watching TV, and the lady said, well, yes, I did all those wrong things to him, but nobody's perfect. That's become America's tagline to doing wrong, doing people wrong, doing wrong things, not being who you are expected to be by God. God knows nobody's perfect, but that's not the tagline to mistreat and hurt. Deacon Farr, I would love to listen in to his show. I don't know if women chime in or not, because that's part of my mission, is transitioning families, finishing up school in the next 2 months. We're not transitioning families, we're transitioning women and children. And I didn't jump from relationship to relationship. I held on to bad ones, which is just as bad. It's the same thing. I didn't jump from man to man to man. I just held on to bad relationships to have somebody in my life that mistreat me and beat me and rape me and abuse me. But he was mine, and the devil I knew was better than the one that I didn't. You know, I see people all the time. Marie, I want to share this story with you guys. Last Thursday, I was walking into a building to pick up Michael, and I heard somebody saying, hey, lady, hey, ma'am, miss. And I turned around and I looked. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. How you doing? He said, you don't remember me. I said, no, I don't remember you. And he said, you sure? You were parked outside of Family Dollar, and I walked up towards your car, and I could hear your door locks. And then I asked you, I said, I just got out of prison. I just want something to eat. Can you get me? I said, yeah, I remember you. He said, you went in the store. I asked you for $2 for two sandwiches from McDonald's. You bought me a four-piece chicken dinner from the little convenience store in the Pop. And you said, God bless, and you kept walking. He said, I'd literally been out of prison hours. And I called my mother and told her what you did, what you did. And she told me, I told you when I pray, God, hear me. I sent angels to watch you, and that's what they doing. He said my mom died a few days later. I don't even know how to explain how I felt to have that type of confirmation that I am moving as close to God. This incident happened way back in, it had to be July or August. And I guess when I do things like that, I do it because you asked. You said you was hungry. Here you go. I done spent my little $5, eat well. And I move on. I didn't remember him by sight, because I guess maybe it was summer and it's winter now, and he had on hat, coat, gloves, and all of that. I don't know why I didn't remember him right off. But that's the type of life I want to lead. I want to know that I'm doing things the way God would see me to do it. I want that feeling that I was given that day had me in my car just crying, because I've been led. I believe God sent me angels. I'm on one of their shows right now. So all I say is stay blessed up, stay prayed up. Oh, my God, please don't let me be getting sick. Stay blessed up, stay prayed up, and God will send you what you need. You just got to know how to find it. You have to have a pure heart, because I didn't have a pure heart when I was saying I did, because I was holding grudges and I was mad and all of those things. I'm not mad at nobody right now. I don't have no grudges against nobody right now. Matter of fact, I called C. Maria with the very last anger I had. And as usual, she straightened me on out, and we was on to talking about something else. You know, she mistreats me like that all the time, always helping me out. But I love you, and happy fifth birthday, and many, many, many more.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much. And Brother Farr is still on the line with us. Yes, I listen to his show. So, yes, women are welcome to listen and participate. It is a great show. He is on my friends list, Thomas Farr. That's F-A-R-R. You can always reach out to him and network. This is also about networking and getting with one another. And Brother Hezekiah, his show is very new.
I know that guy.
he always calls me his mentor, but I tell you, Brother Hezekiah, Brother Farr is someone who you should align with as well, who can walk you through so many things, not only with your show, but like I said, it's about empowerment and working together and getting that extra something that we may not possess on our own. So, again, we humble ourselves and we work together and we come together. And in doing so, we create great, great things. Because Lord knows this world is in a terrible place right about now. And we have to. And I love hearing the stories from people who have been through their fires. Those people who've learned it in a textbook, I don't listen to them so much because I learned the same things in a textbook, and textbooks teach us that everybody responds and reacts the same, and that's just not true. So you have to talk to people who've been there. Domestic violence survivors relate to and understand domestic violence survivors because those people who say, oh, I would have done this, and I did this, and I would have done that. You don't know what you would have done until you have been down that road and until you have been abused and violated, disrespected, dehumanized by the people who you love the most, who you said you will be together until death you do part and all of that. You don't understand. You do not understand any of it. You only know what you think you know. And I don't need to talk to people who think that they know to give me their opinions. I need to talk to those people who not only can dry my tears, they can share in my tears because we have both been down that road. That's how it works. And the bottom line is we have to work together. We have to share. That's the one thing about the days of old. My great-grandmother used to always talk about the days of storytelling because the elders, the real elders, and I'm talking several generations before us, they will tell you some stories that can keep you mesmerized and fascinated for hours. And each story has a message and a lesson. That's how I learn. I may be a modern-day woman, you know, CEO, running things, doing all of this, but guess what? I have an old soul. I have those old-fashioned values, too. No matter what I do in the corporate boardroom, next time I have a family and a husband and everyone, guess what? I'm going to come home and be his wife. I'm going to come home and cook dinner. On those days when I'm too tired or whatever, we can either go out or maybe he can cook. But the bottom line is I'm going to be his life partner. I'm going to be his wife at home. When we leave and he goes in his car and he goes to work and I go to work, I become the CEO. I'm the boss. But I love the fact of coming home and having that family setting. And I learned how to cook from scratch, and I love that. I love that. So, you know, again, Brother Farr is still here with us. Brother Farr, this is Sister Nikki. She'll be joining you on your show to listen in. Of course, you may get a friend request. But,
oh, he already got it.
That's what we do
Yes, I do. I got it.
As soon as you said it,
right
I said, I don't
now.
Know if this is one R or two, but let's go see.
Oh, my goodness. This is what we do on this show. You come as a guest or a stranger, and you leave as friends. Brother Hezekiah said that you are also his new friend as well. I love it. I love it. I love it. That is what makes this show work. That is when this happens, it says it's God's way of sending me that subliminal message of job well done. That's what makes this show work. That's why I love this show, not because it's mine, but because it's ours. We come together. We do great things. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I could be so sick and down and out. You all know I have some health issues, but come Saturday night at 9, well, tonight 10, and it was so wonderful tonight because Satan tried to tear up my show. Did he not at 9 o'clock? Well, you know, Satan has just moved on because he's like, I can't win for losing with her. No, you can't. Even on my worst day, you still can't have me. So, you know,
right.
I love it. I love it. I love this. And it's just, I want to thank you all. Oh, my gosh. I am so appreciative and humbled by you all. And, Nikki, I thank you for your kind words all the time. They are so appreciated. Words cannot describe how appreciated they are. To say a prayer for all of us who are sick and shut in, Sister Marcella, she's under the weather. A good friend of mine, Supi Lay, we spent the morning speaking, praying, mighty prayer for her. She's out of ICU now, and even though she's in isolation, we pray for her recovery. We just pray for everybody because we don't know from one moment to the next. We could walk out the front door and drop right then and there. We could be sitting right here on this show and drop. So we have to make every single moment count. Say what we mean and mean what we say. For those of you in the call query, if you'd like to join in before the show ends, press the number 1 on your phone. Brother Hezekiah, if you'd like to join us on the call line, feel free to call in 646-478-4726. I'm big on formal introductions, even though you and Brother Farr and Sister Nikki, and well, you know Sister Nikki already, but Brother Farr just met on Facebook. I'd love to introduce you formally. Again, thank you all so much. This has been such a journey. Looking back on 5 years and listening to my original shows, back in the day I had co-hosts. We evolved. It had come down to just me, and I still do talk to my former co-host because back in the day I thought it's always better to have a group and have everyone there. And in the end, a lot of my listeners said that they love the fact that they get to hear me. So I am Healing Through Hurt, and Healing Through Hurt is me. We have another caller on the line, last 44661. 4661, good evening. You are on the air with Sister Nikki and Brother Thomas Farr. Hello, how are you?
Kaya L. Montgomery, been listening the whole time, and you told me to chime in, and I chimed in.
Well, here you are. Hello, hello, Brother Hezekiah, meet Deacon Thomas Farr. Welcome. Welcome. As
Amen,
I said
brother.
Before,
I'm here.
Keep in touch with everyone, gentlemen. Again, as you all, as I said, for those of you, because there's still people jumping on, once again, these gentlemen will be part of our hosting cast for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement 2015. I'll be getting all of your information and sharing a lot about that. And again, great mentor for you, Brother Hezekiah, as far as your talk show and coming along, getting it from a male's perspective, a male host perspective. I'll still be there in the background as always. But this is
you're
been...
never in the background. We found that out last night.
I'm gonna be in the background on mute. Just watching from the shadows. But I do as I'm compelled to do, and when someone needs that guidance or help, I'm there, and I will continue to do so. I will not let anyone change who I am and who I have always been, albeit at some point in my life, the real me was lying in wait. I'm here now, and I'm here to stay, and I'm so glad that I have such wonderful people with me along on this journey. Hello to everyone joining us and still jumping in on the line. Brother Hezekiah, would you tell us about your talk show before we go? And Brother Deacon Farr, if you could pray us out, that would be appreciated greatly. But right now, Brother Hezekiah, could you tell us about your show and what you have on tap?
Well, my show is called The Man in the Mirror, and it's actually based on my book, Rediscovering Kai, and the whole synopsis is about rediscovering yourself, going back, figuring out what's going on in your life, or actually, as we spoke about on the show last night, looking in the mirror, you know, and finding out truly who you are, because based on the word of God, it says in James, you know, this is just a paraphrase, anyone who looks in the word and walks away and doesn't do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror but walks away and basically forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the word and does what it says, he shall prosper. So that's basically what the show is built on. It's like as we all go through, we come back to, hey, here I am now, as Maria Wall said, you know, she went through, we all go through, but this is who we are. We all know who we are now, and the people that I've brought on, that I've brought on the show have been through stuff in their life as well. And she said she had a cancer survivor. I had a stage 4 cancer survivor. And the young lady had to realize that God told her what to do, and she survived what she was going through. But again, the show is basically about just looking at yourself, getting yourself back on track in life. And I enjoyed, again, with Deacon Farr about his program, because I'll be definitely listening and want to learn more from him himself, because I'm like a person, I'm young in this, but I still enjoy learning.
And that in itself, amen. Amen. That's wonderful. Deacon Farr, did you have something you wanted to add?
No, your show sounds good, brother. But we'll definitely get together. Like I said, you know, as soon as the snow melts, we can hook up. I can't go out in the snow.
Not a problem.
I'm nice and warm where I am. I'm good. I'm good right here. So after they shovel, you know, plow me out, then you know we'll hook up.
Yes. God is good. I tell you, He is working here. He is working here. Yes, He is. And the bottom line is, oh my goodness, can you feel it? If you feel it, say amen, because I tell you, God is
amen.
Doing something.
Amen, amen.
Yes. God amen. Is doing something. Every week He does something. I mean, we laugh on here, we cry on here. And for those of you, these are real people with real stories of real hurt and real healing. And when I laugh now, I'm laughing because I'm laughing, not because I'm wearing a mask, not because I'm putting on a front or a performance. I'm smiling because it's real now. I feel the warmth of the sun on my face. Now, I'm not saying I have wonderful days, 365, on those days when the human half of me kicks in and so many things are coming my way. I just hold on to God's unchanging hand, and I hold on to my faith. Something vicious, and I make it through, because guess what? Tomorrow is going to be a different day, and it's going to be a better day. I have yet to live the same exact day over and over. Now, I may go to the same place every day that I don't need to be at and I don't like, but it's still different, and I still have that chance to make that change. But Lord knows, this has been such a wonderful journey, and as I said, from Hollywood to our neighborhood, everyone has a story. We have had all types of people from all walks of life here on Healing Through Hurt, and I will continue to bring you the absolute best in guests and discussions and topics. I will continue to do that. I promise you. But for those of you who I see now, there's a lot of people jumping on now who are commenting. We have a few moments left in the program. Brother Hezekiah, you wrote in the chat room, Lady Wall, you're the bomb. Thanks for inviting me on your show 2 years ago and starting a new journey with you. You've always been an inspiration to me. Thank you so much. And Marilyn Ingram, who's my cousin, actually, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. God has truly blessed you and using you to keep up the good work by letting God continue to use you. Happy anniversary. Thank you, cuz. Love you. The lights just blinked here. If you heard a big pop on the phone, I'm sorry about that. I heard it, but obviously we may be about to lose our electricity. Asia K wrote earlier when we were going through stage one of our program tonight, the devil is a liar. I rebuke any plans that he set forth. I cancel every assignment he plotted against us in this very moment. Lord, I pray you have your way. I pray you push forward your plans and touch every woman who needs it. And we'll add every woman and every man as well. Give everyone a calm and peace in them right now, Lord. Place your hands on this show and meet everyone of his or her needs. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Asia wrote that earlier when we were in the first phase of our show, but I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's still a lot of you in the call queue going once. Press number one on your phone. If you have a testimony you'd like to share, going twice, press number one on your phone. If you'd like to share anything, going three times, press number one on your phone. Oh, here we go. Caller, last four, 3412, 3412. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. I'm not a guest. I'm family.
Sister Tina.
And I just would have been remiss if I didn't come on. My throat is kind of sore. I'm still suffering with bronchitis. I did a show earlier today, and I'm trying to, well, no, I'm not trying. I'm getting it. God is getting it together. And thank you, Asia, for that beautiful prayer. We are healed by his stripes. Yes, we are. I just had to come on and say anyway, congratulations on your fifth anniversary. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being an inspiration to those that you are inspiring. And for everyone who has touched this show or has been touched by this show, may they continue to prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Tina. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. Yes, it's been a journey. It has been a journey, and your show is prospering as well. Sister Tina has a show that airs on Friday nights at 9 p.m. And Sister Tina, feel free to share your show information as well, because it's about
Superwoman.
Us networking.
Is she going to do it?
She is the Superwoman.
Oh, my goodness. But again, I'm Tina Hobson. I'm the hostess of I Am a Superwoman radio show that airs every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our goal is to empower the Superwoman in you. Like I said, today I had a show when God says do it, I do it. You know, there was a wonderful message that we received this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So I do have special shows when I'm there, too. And we just have a good time from 9 to 11 every Friday night when the world is getting ready to go out and pop and finger pop. We're learning and being inspired, motivated, inspired, and energized and empowered to do God's work. We're not a religious program, but we are spiritual. We don't do no raunchy stuff. So that's what we're about.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for chiming in. Wow, this has been a wonderful, wonderful evening. And like I said, Satan tried to tear this show up. I tell you, he just needs to keep walking on by because it's just not going to happen. It's just so not going to happen. So God was up in here this evening, and I want to thank everyone for being here this evening on this our celebration of our fifth year. I believe Sister Nichelle may be back. If you have any parting words before Deacon Farr prays us out, feel free to press the number one on your phone. I'll bring you on air. Oh, someone just jumped in. Up. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
This is Michelle. Just wanted to say definitely congratulations. You know, I love the fact that I have gotten to see from the beginning kind of as you move through and progress and everything that you've been doing. So not only do I say congratulations to you, but I also am just super proud of you as well. You are doing some fantastic things and touching a lot of people. And I even thank you for how you have touched my life personally. And I'm sure all of us here can attest to that. As you were reading some of the comments, people had how you have just touched people personally, myself personally, and I just want to thank you and tell you how much I appreciate the fact that God had our paths crossed when he did, and I have been blessed by you ever since.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm going to get all misty-eyed and teary-eyed, but thank you all. Thank you so much, because I do what I'm compelled to do, and I get my greatest joy out of doing it, because this is what I was born to do. This is what I put on this earth to do. So, Mama, I thank you. Thank you, Nichelle. Your words mean so much to me, and I know that our journey is still, our roads are still being paved, and I know that we have a long way to go, and we're going to be walking this journey together. And just thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gene. The Quiet Storm over there in the show chat room. Gene is my right hand in the foundation. He's my friend, my confidant. He's like the brother from a different father and mother. We just, we understand one another. He's that type of person where I don't have to say a word. Gene knows what needs to be done, how it needs to be done. And I just thank God for him as well, because he is such an inspiration to me. And when I need to get back on track, he's there to push me right back over where I need to be. He's one of the few men that I'll allow to push me around. So, yeah. But thank you all so much. Thank you again. Deacon Farr, we're about to turn it over to you. But as always, before I do, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And until next time, I see someone is responding over here in the Facebook chat room. Let's see, before we go. Yes, some people are still talking. Yes, they are. My cousin, she says that she was listening. Thank you so much for listening in tonight, cuz. She's another one with a wonderful story of courage, and maybe one day she'll call in and chime in and share that as well on one of our upcoming shows. But This has been such a blessing tonight. Thank each and every one of you for being here. Thank you for sticking it out and coming back after we had such a hard time at the 9 o'clock hour. But again, I'm about to turn over the show to Deacon Farr for our prayer out. But as always, just remember to continue to pay it and pray it forward. So with that said, I'm turning it over to Deacon Farr to pray us out.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Father, today, oh God, we come to you, God. Father, we thank you, God, because you knew, oh God, before the foundation of the earth, oh God, you knew this day would come. You knew, oh God, that our lives would cross paths, oh God. You knew, oh God, that this time of fellowship, this time of coming together, this time of gathering, this time of sharing, oh God, that would encourage the souls and minds of the people, oh God. Father, today, oh God, I ask that you touch the hearts of those listening, oh God, those who have listened in and listened to the conversations and heard the words or the testimonies of survival, oh God. Father, today, oh God, I pray for those who are still in the midst, oh God, still in the midst of the struggle, still in the midst of circumstances, oh God, they haven't found their way out of yet, God. Father, I pray a light will be given to them, oh God, that they'll be able to walk towards, oh God, they might be encouraged, that they might survive, oh God. Father, set a hedge of protection on their hearts, their minds, and their physical bodies, oh God, and that you would do a work in their lives. Father, I thank you for Sister Seema Rewall. I thank you for the Brother Hezekiah and Sister Nikki, oh God, we connected with tonight. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, most of all, God, for your salvation, for your Son, oh God, who died for us, oh God, who shed his blood, oh God, for our healing, oh God, who took the stripes, oh God, that we may, God, be a testimony to the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. All the people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for everyone being here this evening. Welcome and thank you for all of you who will be listening to this show and all of the replays. This is usually a very popular show in our repertoire, so to speak. So therefore, we may touch thousands of lives tonight, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. So welcome to those of you who have yet to listen to the show. We thank you for taking time to sit back and listen to us. Until next time, this has been another anointed evening of good people with good chat. We open with it, and we're going to close with our signature song from Miss Tori Lee, Good Music. Thank you all. Thank you for making this 5-year birthday celebration such a success and such an anointed event. Peace be with you all. I will see you here again soon next week for our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show, where we will continue to bring you the absolute best in strength, encouragement, motivation, inspiration, and enlightenment. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and we will see you soon. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, it's been
love
wonderful.
You to life, lady.
It has been wonderful. Love you, too. Love you all to life and beyond. Love, honor, much love and respect. Namaste. We are out.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music gets shook to make you cry, then dry your eyes. you know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Takes my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh, oh. With only good music. I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I'd give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot.
Thank you for joining us here this evening for this, our 5-year celebration of Healing Through Her Talk Radio. Share this program. Join us on Facebook, on the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement group, or on our Healing Through Her iTalk Radio group on Google Plus. We are the Relationship Recovery Group. Give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or write to us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Be well, be blessed. Thank you for being here.